This is part two of topic six, where we continue to discuss part A of the daily analysis of life demands of an athlete. Look at exhibit two on the web page. This is a data log for an athlete for part A. You see that the maximum number on the vertical axis is 9, and 0 being the minimum number. There are three graphs on this exhibit. The top graph is for the alternative A, which is the number of sources of life stress which are evaluated on a particular day to be worse than normal. The center B responses indicate the number of sources of life stress which are normal, and the C is the number of sources of life stress which are better than normal. Of particular importance is the response A, the number of life sources which are worse than normal. At the bottom, one lists the dates upon which these observations were made, and we can see here that the range of dates was from the 2nd to the 30th of a particular month, with most observations being done 2, some being 3 days apart. In very critical situations, such as training camps before world championships and for Olympic Games and other important events, daily analyses are appropriate. But let's look at these data and interpret what they do. Up until the 14th of the month, this athlete indicates anywhere from 4 to 2 sources of life stress that are worse than normal. That indicates a reasonably consistent series of life experiences. However, on the 16th of the month, the number jumps to 5, and then the subsequent 2 evaluations goes to 6. This indicates a heightened and different experience for the athlete. Exhibits of heightened numbers of life stresses should set off an alarm bell for a coach. The particular training session should be modified. However, outside of training, the coach should determine if he or she could do anything to help the athlete alleviate the sources of stress, or at least counsel them to directions where they can get other supports. If there is no alleviation of these excessive stresses, then training and competitive performances will be diminished until the athlete gets back to a normal level. Exhibit 3 shows the relationship between the Part A and Part B responses on the delta. The Part B responses are the number of symptoms which are recorded by the athlete. These are data from a study that was done quite some time ago, but in the initial development of the DALDA tool. Athletes were exposed to 3 levels of training. Excessively heavy training was tolerated for a number of weeks. It was followed by reduced training, or a taper as it is called in the sport of swimming. The third phase was moderately heavy training. In the excessively heavy training phase, the number of life stresses, that is the Part A responses to the DALDA, were quite high, getting up to a maximum of 5. In the reduced training phase, the number of stresses declined to 1. Then with the reintroduction of moderately heavy training, the number of stresses hovered around 3 and 2 and gradually declined over a longer period of time, indicating that the athlete was adapting to the training stress and that life stresses were getting better. There is some indication in the use of the DALDA that when training is exceptionally demanding, that colours the perception of stresses and situations outside of sport training. And we have yet to determine what causes the number of stresses, whether the single excessive exercise stress causes other things outside of the sport to appear worse, or whether it's the number of things that are worse outside that come in and make training worse. Whichever way it occurs, the number of life stresses in exceptionally heavy training tend to be quite high and undermines the perception of the value of excessively heavy training. When life stresses are exceptionally high, as in the excessive heavy training period, the number of symptoms of such stress is also extremely high. When training is reduced, the number of exercise-related symptoms of stress also reduces. When training is moderate, then the number of exercise stress symptoms tends to level out and be reduced than under the very excessive heavy situation. This is what is illustrated in this graph. There is a relationship between the perception of worse than normal lifetime stresses and the number of symptoms of stress which are exhibited. A coach can use this information to modify daily training loads and stresses, and also to consider whether outside support services need to be used for the athlete to teach them skills and help them through life stresses that occur outside of sport. This completes part 2 and completes topic 6.